In 20 years, the only people that will care if you worked overtime is your wife and your kids. If you are tired of feeling overwhelmed, struggling to balance work, family, and personal time, today's video will encourage you not to give up. You don't have a work ethic problem. You have a time management problem. See, high-achieving fathers like you have a drive to succeed at all costs. But I want to ask you today one simple question. Have you counted that cost? And I want to ask you a follow-up question is it all worth it? What if I told you there was a better way? The balancing act of work-life balance is a myth, and time blocking isn't just scheduling tasks. It's a key to reclaiming control and supercharging your productivity in your hectic life as an entrepreneur and dad. My former boss and cheerleader of dreams, Terry Savelle Foy, and she would use this phrase a lot, and it truly helped me shift the way that I think. She would say, don't look at the hours you don't have, look at the 10 minutes you do. For example, we all want to work out, and a lot of us think that working out doesn't fit into our busy schedule of being a business owner and being a dad, but I want to encourage you today, stop looking at the hours you don't have, look at the 10 minutes you do, because you will be surprised what the compound effect happens when you just stack 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. Over time, you will get hours and days of hours of results. So what exactly is time blocking? And why do you need to do it as a busy entrepreneur dad? I want to pause the video here and ask you, are you feeling overwhelmed, stuck, lost in the toxic hustle culture? Life's demands can be crushing for Christian men in their prime years as fathers, husbands, leaders, entrepreneurs, or business owners. It's easy to lose sight of your own growth. I want to introduce to you the 6-week program, Redefining Manhood, Becoming Better Than Best. You can't see your life 360 degrees, 180 at best. You could have a kick me sign on your back or spinach in your teeth or your flag could be down and you cannot even realize it. I know these silly examples may make you laugh, but they drive home my point. You are much more effective when you have community, when you have a coach or a mentor, someone helping you see your full potential, guiding you and daring you to achieve the impossible. This is where my coaching comes in. Uncover the hidden barriers that have been holding you back. Shift from feeling stuck to rediscover your purpose. Build lasting habits and thrive in every area of your life. So act now because limited spots are available. Reclaim your life. Now the next step is completely up to you. You can either continue to live the life of lesser and average, or you can follow your dreams and your purpose by clicking the link in the description and booking a free discovery call. And let's get started working today. Now back to today's video. Well, it's about breaking your day into specific chunks of time, each dedicated to a particular task or activity. I want to show you in a visual example. So I've got these hats here. So I've got 3 hats, right? Now, if I was to try to put on, and let's metaphorically say, this hat is recording videos, making content. Let's say that this hat is serving and playing drums at my local church. Let's say that this hat is being a father and husband. Now, if I was to wear all of these hats at once, I would look like an idiot, right? Because we weren't designed to do a billion things at once. We weren't designed to have 20,000 tabs open at the same time. I want to challenge you with the fact that multitasking is a myth. You aren't doing everything good. You're just doing everything awful and you're looking like an idiot while you do it. I want to encourage you that time blocking is simply focusing and putting on the right hat at one at a time. Like, I mean, right now I'm creating content and later I'll be in full dad mode as we celebrate my son's 3rd birthday. I tell you this to say that the beauty of time blocking is its flexibility. As an entrepreneur dad, you might prefer longer work sessions in the morning, rather than the evening, and shorter breaks. So let's say you've got 15 minutes of focus work, and then you've got 10 minutes of a break. Customize it to fit your rhythm of rest and demand on your life. Now, I want to encourage you to put this into practice and think about how a day could look like for you. Not balancing, but finding that rhythm of work, family, and personal activities. It's like crafting a tailored blueprint for your day, ensuring every minute counts because it does, because time is our most valuable, unrenewable resource. Now, I want to share with you the benefits of time blocking. Now, why is this so effective? It minimizes distractions and keeps you laser focused on one task at a time. Plus, it helps prevent burnout and ensures that you can make time for what matters most to you. Now, I've mentioned it before, a lot of time management is like juggling because there's this beautiful thing of juggling business and family life. And the thing is, when you're juggling, it looks crazy from the outside because you've got a lot of moving parts at once. But the truth is, there's only one ball in the air at a time, and there's two things in your hands. And it's that shift of going from what's in the air to what's in your hand that truly matters most. It makes it most effective. So I want to encourage you to give time blocking a try and watch your productivity soar. And remember, it's all about finding what works best for you. Stop chasing the latest trend or following everything that Alex Hormozi or Dan Coe or fill in the blank biz influencer or guru is telling you to do. Find what works for you. There is no copy and paste way to greatness. Roll up your sleeves and do the deep inner work that will set you up for a lifetime of success and beat the statistic of being another one-hit wonder. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button for more tips tailored to entrepreneur dads just like you. Or you can click this video to keep learning more. And until next time, you're doing better than you think. I'm praying for you, friend. Now let's go live better than best as we conquer this week.